Situations in the family. place of work, relationships, there's all kinds of situations that test us. Test our patience, test our loyalty, test our faithfulness. These are tests. Now, there is a difference between Jesus' own test and our test. Jesus' own temptation and our temptation. Jesus' temptation came from the devil. There's nothing that came from him. Because he had no temptation, it's not even possible that Jesus would sin. Because that's not possible. So the temptation to sin always has to come from outside of him. The devil coming to draw him into sin, even when he knows he's succeeding. But our temptation, I say, is because of human. I feel like Jesus has a huge advantage in us. Because we are not as precious as he is. That we are. So our tendency to fall is way greater. He's God made him. So we can fall much more easily. And that's how we can do it. But that's not just that. It's that our temptation not always comes from the outside, it also comes from within. James chapter 1, verse 14, James says, "But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Then desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it's full grown, brings forth death." So the whole experience of the devil made you do it, that's the hope. We can't use that anymore. A lot of times when we fall after the means of asking, what does that mean? That's not me. Well, a big part of that is because it's about what's going on inside to become who we are. It allows our pride, our greed, our lust, our jealousy, our envy, we can have all these emotions, we can have all these tendencies, we're not acting on them. It's like having that option, fear of life, fear of knowing that we're needed. We have both trees inside us. Everyone has those two trees in there. But then we have to choose which one to be for. And that's the struggle, the biggest struggle we have to face. Jesus allowed himself to be tempted to show us that nobody is able to pray. You cannot escape the grace of God. Yes, we pray, he does not use temptation, but he was tempted, and he did not fall. That's what he wants for us. But again, humility. Whenever he allows us to experience temptation, he's also there. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13 says, "No temptation has ever overtaken you except what is common to mankind. God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it." If I decide to rob a bank, I have time to plan. And I break in, and I rob, and I come later, and say, "You never made it good? Really?" The whole time he's giving me a way out. That's why oftentimes we're in temptation, which can be overwhelming. You always have this little voice in your head saying, "Hey, you need to go the other way. You need to go the other way." That's the Holy Spirit. That's the God in me trying to help us. That's Jesus is the one that gave us the way out. We're not always choosing it. But then that same Holy Spirit is what comes back and we follow to say, "Okay, now you need to go to the mission. Except for the guilt, it's not all over." That's how merciful God is. We can't take that mercy for granted. Why does God allow us to be tempted? First, to keep us humble. They're doing so well, you know, being tempted, then how do you know how strong you and our neighbor. Let's say someone has hurt you and you feel really bad and feel like getting back. Actually, the greeting is supposed to come with vengeance. And you have an opportunity to really, really hurt them back. And nobody will know. And that way you feel really good. You can get back, hurt them, walk away, and nobody will know. What would they do? We say no because we love God. Nobody's going to know. Or what if someone tried to kill you? Did they succeed? Do you know who this person is? And you find this person drowning. You're the only one there to save them. And if you don't, they drown. And you can walk away and you laugh and nobody will know. What do we do? Seek to do what's right. To do it for the right reason.